Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. And tonight, we're going to deal with historical barriers and belief. Getting you above the barriers. And in life, we have barriers that prevent us from accomplishing things. These can be physical barriers. These can be metaphysical barriers. But they prevent you. A barrier. A circumstance or obstacles that keep obstruction, hurdle, stumbling blocks, bars, impedance, hindrance, a curb, fence, railing, barricade, roadblocks. These are barriers. And barriers you have to overcome. Beliefs. Something believed, opinion, or conviction. Confidence in truth or existence of something that may appear to be truth. Whether it's faith, whether it's trust, whether it's religion or creed. Beliefs are sometimes things that we have to get rid of. Barriers we need to overcome. So in your belief system, whatever you believe in life becomes a system of belief. It is your religion. So tonight, as we deal with history from a genealogy perspective, and this is how I always approach history from genealogy and anthropology. And I deal with it from specifics of how it deals with me and how it specifically deals with you. On this journey, looking for truth, you have to deal with it from an individual perspective. Do not generalize history to be a part of the masses. Because there are things in history that affects you that may not affect someone else. And many a times, people are too lazy to go do their own individual research. They want to rely on the history of yours. And when you deal with American history, and especially history coming out of the Southeast, you need to deal with it on an individual family perspective. And this is how you find the truth of who you are and who your ancestors were. And I want many of you to think now and start looking at your ancestors as some just spirit. Because that spirit was once a living body that was walking here in the flesh that you descend from. So when you deal with the spirits, you still have to be respectful. Because there could be your mother, your father, your grandmother, grandfather, and so forth and so on. So that's still mom and that's still daddy. These things are to be mindful of and to be respectful of. And these things are to never forget or take for granted. Now, when we deal with history, you need to deal with it on two levels. You need to deal with it from the physical standpoint, and you need to deal with it from the metaphysical standpoint. Because for answers that you can't get in the physical, you have to take the metaphysical approach to connect with your ancestors and get the questions and answers to things that you yourself do not know. So tonight we're going to deal with historical barriers and beliefs in history. And many a times in your mind, you get stubborn. And that stubbornness is no more than a tradition, story that has transcended over time, which turns into a family structure or belief system, because that's what mama told you, or that's what daddy told you. It may be correct, it may not be correct. Your parents have no reason to lie to you. But when you deal with the American history books, the history that I talk about and I've been revealing to the public over the past 5 years, this history is not new. This history is old, but it has been suppressed and omitted. So I want you to look at it and take it as if it's a diamond in the rough. Because when you find that diamond in the rough, you are able to polish it. And many of you are that diamond in the rough. See, we have to really understand Negro from a legal perspective. As I said 1,000 times, and I'll say it again, and I constantly keep drilling on this, because many a times people will take what I say and try to add a twist to it. So I'm going to say it again. In 1682, Virginia decided that Africans and Indians who are not in admittedly, who are not friendly with the government, would become slaves. So that's from a legal perspective. So that Negro in colonial time had nothing to do with color. It had to do with enslaving individuals and making them subservient for a profit. Africans came here, and Africans were slave owners. Some of the native tribes were slave owners, but now you're dealing with a different slavery at one point in time, until native slavery took on the characteristics of European slavery. So now you got to deal with the slaving tribes, your Cherokees, your Chickasaws, your Choctaws, Creeks. Seminoles is an offshoot and remnants of the Creeks. So there's a different aspect of slavery there with them. So I really don't want to classify it as slavery, because now you're dealing with the black Seminoles who were Africans that came to live in Seminole country. And many of these black Seminoles didn't mix with the Seminoles Indians. Some did. They were in harmony. They fought together. But they had their own little towns and villages in Florida at that time. And I'm sure some mix. But for the most part, no. But when you hear people tell the story today, the black Seminoles, they're not telling you that the black Seminoles as a whole are Africans and are not an intermixture. But because people don't understand or refuse to understand the difference between Seminole, Cimarron, Maroon, Blackfoot, Mulatto, these things come in play. Now you're dealing with the admixture. So when you look at history, the black Seminoles were a separate people who united with the Seminoles and maintained their culture. And many of them at times took on the dress of the Muscogee and the Creeks and the Choctaw and some Chickasaw people in Florida at that time. So these things have to be understood. Good. And many of your Buffalo soldiers are your black Seminoles that went out to Oklahoma, then went to Texas. Many of them fought with the armies. So these things have to be taken into account and to understand what is really going on with history. As you deal with history, it does not need to be tinted. You don't need to throw a curveball with anything that has been omitted or suppressed. Just dust it off and tell it like it is. But you have many out here who want to put a spin on history. Why put a spin on it? There's no need to. Because the truth will reveal itself. And tonight, this is why we're dealing with historical barriers and beliefs. So what you were told in school and what you were given, many a times wasn't even mentioned. And you got to understand, why were these things not mentioned in modern times? As we reflect back to the old colonial times, laws was created not to write about certain things, not to print certain things. You'll be fined and go to jail, sometime hung or exiled out of the country. So you got to understand this. So when you study history and you go back in time, you have to take your mind back in time to understand history. You cannot go back in history with a modern 21st century mindset dealing with the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th century. Doesn't work. You got to travel back in time and deal with that and put your mindset with the people, conditions of that time. This is how you overcome historical barriers and beliefs. And a lot of times, the beliefs that your family and your ancestors had was based upon the law, was based upon a tradition. That brought about a tradition. Because of the law, they begin to think a certain way. They begin to live their lives a certain way because they were under those constraints of the law, which brought about a belief system in doing something I can or I can't. So you got to understand these things. History. So tonight, I'm here to you beyond the barriers. Because you got to get over the barriers and you got to remove the beliefs. These things are crucial. These things are important. As you take this journey, you don't walk it alone. Your ancestors are with you. That's why you have to have a spiritual enlightenment. See? Many a times you're living here in the flesh and you forget that the spiritual world exists. That world is right here parallel with the physical one. You can see it. You can feel it. You can taste it if you are conscious of it. But you have to get beyond the barriers of disbelief. And many a times in dealing with the spiritual world, you have to remove a system of religion so you can communicate. Because religion, if you're not careful, it can be a blessing and it also can be a curse. So these things you have to understand by all means, Bible. And tonight, we're dealing with these historical barriers. Many a times, it's very difficult to talk to your older relatives because out of respect, they remember what their parents went through. And if they're 80 or 90 years old, sometimes you get very little conversation out of them. So you're going to have to learn to be tolerant, to be patient, and to be respectful of them of that. You can't make them tell you anything. That is to be respected. The things that you should do is ask questions. Why? But if you take yourself back in time, you will understand why they have the belief why these barriers are in place, because they have the metaphysical of what happened years ago. Those memories, things you can't see in the physical, but you can see in your mind. Recall the memories. These things you gotta understand. And because they have lived longer than you and I, wisdom comes into play. They can see the forest for the tree because they've seen what has happened. It's very hard to tell someone that fire won't burn when they have been burned. It's very difficult to tell someone something is not hot when they have felt heat. These things are very, very crucial. They're important, but they're barriers. But you, as the offspring of them, whether one generation or two generations, or the kinship of them, you have the ability to remove the belief system and get beyond the barriers. Because you're a branch of that tree. And you're a branch that came along many generations. You're detached, but you're many generations away. So your mindset now can take your family to the next level of understanding and bringing forth things that many of your ancestors choose not to remember. Not that they don't remember it. They choose not to engage. Things are important. And that's why tonight we're dealing with these historical barriers and beliefs. Be careful with historians and genealogists who don't know history from specifics of certain places, time, and people. If they are generalizing the situation, limit your conversation with them because they do not know. I'm going to repeat. They don't know. Many of them will tell you you're not Indian because your ancestors wasn't Cherokee and wasn't on the Trail of Tears. They don't know history, and they don't know it from a Southeast perspective. You got to be careful. When you come across times like this, you got to take the initiative and dig into the history books yourself and get yourself in the know or finding someone that knows. It's very crucial. You got to begin to assemble your mind among things and people who are on the journey that you are on. And you got to be open-minded with this journey. I'm not going to sit here and tell you no Africans came to this country. Because it's a lie. They did. Too much documentation on it. Too many artifacts on it. Too many people have traced their heritage to it. I don't care if you haven't read about it. You need to go do a little more research on it. But then again, there are people that was here who in the midst of time and things became Negro and slavery. And out of that slavery, they became colored. Or they became mulatto. Still, many of them in their mother tongues. So you got to understand, when the census takers came around, they were classifying people not by their necessity, but by the complexion and the color of their skin. So as you look into your population census in the same house, you might find somebody that's a mulatto. You might find somebody that's colored. You might find somebody that is black. Then you might find somebody that is Negro. And they're all brothers and sisters, mother and father, in the same house. Because the census did it by complexion. So you got to understand your history here. You got to understand the history of the census. You got to understand you have to understand the laws of the census codes. That's what I want to get at. You got to study this, study it carefully, and understand the different demographic of regions, and understand names of places change, but the people never left, so they reclassified the people as colored, or reclassified the people as mulattoes, or just left them as Negro, because this was an area that was highly populated with slavery. These are the barriers you got to understand, people. This is a independent walk. Careful aligning yourself with groups who don't do genealogy, who don't understand genealogy, who deny they own genealogy. You better be careful. You have to deal with history as it applies to you. You can't have one 21st engine in the family and everybody else African and know they're African and white. You got to understand these things. These things are crucial. Learn, people. Study laws. Study timelines effectively. If you don't understand it, find somebody that knows. I tell people all the time, as a genealogist, you have to deal with truth of things. Because many of you, 200, 300 years ago, you may have been Spanish, and you may have been Spanish and white. Spanish married. Most of the immigrants came in this country were men. So who did they marry? Native women. Okay? So that child coming up in the harsh conditions or being African or being Indian, seeing these conditions in the world, so who you going to marry now? That's going to benefit you and benefit your next generation. Many of them married white. Maybe if I can just get a white child, he'll be free, and my child will free me. I will have better conditions. These are the mindset of the people, because these things happen. So if you don't understand it, you're placing a roadblock or a barrier in your way. Because all it takes is two or three generations to bring you back to black, bring you back to Indian, or bring you back to white. If you continue to marry back into that. Some didn't even choose that and went and married Asian, Chinese, Filipinos. You got to understand that these people were already in this country. Depending on where you are. Don't fall for the okey-doke that this country was just developed by the English. Then the Americans try to get rid of everything the English done, which is their brothers and sisters. And many of them came here on convict ships because they were in prison in England. Whether it was the debt jail, they were. So having come in here, the convicts, and was sent to penal colonies, which are penitentiaries, jails, This is what you got. Everything that I'm telling you is documented. So go check it out. You got to understand these things. Barriers. But the British continue to write about it, and America decide, let's write it out of history and don't mention it. That's why you can go in the British and the Spanish archives and find out that the Spanish were in this country and settled 270 years before the English. So if you're looking for your ancestors, if you can trace yourself back that far, you're not looking for any English people. You're looking for Spanish people. If you're native and them native with you, if you're African, you're looking for it. Because the Africans been living among the Spanish, excuse me, for a very long time. And the Africans came in there with the Soto. Go read the Spanish records. You get above the barriers. You get the leap one. And you can get rid of that belief system of folks telling you it didn't happen. These things, people, are crucial and very, very important. You got to get over barriers by all means, leaps and bounds, mentally. Will change your life. It will change your thinking. It will change your health. It will rid all ulcers that you may have. See, you got to understand some of the sicknesses that we have are inherited from the ancestors. So if you don't change the living condition or you don't change the thought condition, you will continue to have these things that they died with. So it's up to you to clear yourself or free yourself from these things. That's why you have to look at things with your spiritual eyes. Many a times when you can't see something, you still run into a barrier because you got a mental block. Got to get over that. These things are crucial. These things are important. Very important. Got to understand, first census, they said, was taken in 1790. But before 1790, they didn't call them census. They called them memorials. So now you got to go look what happened in 1705. Because there are many memorials down in what is called now Louisiana. These things you have to understand. The better you become as a genealogist or a family historian, amateur, or grow into a professional, is learning history. I'm not talking to history out here that people write books and change history and writing about themselves. They're doing the same thing the modern day historians have done with colonial history. Stay away from that. Go into the archives where they get information from and leave it like it is. Don't change it. Black is not dark. If colonial time say dark, that is not saying black. Don't let nobody throw you no curveball, because that's what they're doing. Light brown. You're dealing. Got to understand. Things are crucial. Very important. Very. Because they're trying to manipulate your mind. And what I found, when people try to manipulate history, they're not part of it themselves. So why you gotta lie about it? If you who you say you are, you don't have to change the records. Why? Why take dark and make it black? That's two different definitions. That's an application of skin color. Dark brown, dark red, dark light. You go into the slave logs and look at the color description of many of those slaves. You got dark brown, light brown, dark red, light red, blue, black, purple, extreme dark, black, black. All you got to do is go read these things. Many of you going to have to learn to start reading for yourself and start comprehending what you read by taking an interest in it. Tracing your family history is not just going to Ancestry or Family Search and looking at the population census. That's part of the recording. And that's something 95% of you, all you do. That is not your story. That's not even 5% of it. What did they do? Where did they live? How did they live? How do you get that information? Well, if you got a name on a population census, take time out now and go study the area of that time. Not hard to do. Go study the maps of that time, because the town that you're in today might not be the name of the town 200 years ago. You have to deal with timeline going back or going to the furthest time and making your way back up. And when you get all this information together, you are putting together your puzzle of ancestry. Things are very important. Got to learn these things. Got to take time out and examine while you are reading. You got to pay attention to the words, how they're used. Many words 200 years ago didn't exist today. So when someone is writing bulletins, you better check those words out, because they didn't use that term 200 years ago. They didn't spell it that way 200 years ago. This is how you learn the authentication of what you're reading. And understand this. You got to understand how Florida was spelled by the Spanish is not how the English spell it. You got to understand, when you're looking at an old map in the 1600s, there was no Georgia. There was no South Carolina. But if you don't understand history, when people begin to post these 1890 stuff, you better be careful. And I'm not speaking of 1890 as in the timeline. Be careful with these maps. Be careful with these pictures. Many of the stuff has been Photoshopped, throwing you a barrier. Go look at the original. See, you're going to have to learn to research your research, because these modern day modifications are doing no more than giving you another roadblock. Got to understand this. Some people have gotten on the hype to deny they ever came from Africa. Many of them did. But your disconnect from Africa might be from the 16th century. And you had one. And everybody else had been Indian or white or Chinese or a mixture of all three or a mixture of one or the other. Go back and look at some of the colonial definitions that they gave for color. What does it mean at one point in time? Why does the American say and the English say Negro? In many other places, the Spanish are saying Negrito. Why is that? You should ask yourself the question. Because you will find that the Negritos in every other country is known as the native people or Indians. But here in America, you got to deal with Negro because you're dealing with that slave aspect of that legal construct, not a social construct. Black and white is a social construct. Colored is a social construct. Even the Chinese in South Carolina in colonial times became colored or black, according to the census, because they were non-white. You got to understand these things. Let me tell many of you something. I've been doing this for so long, I can wake up in my sleep. Taught by my parents. And then continue to educate myself on. But see, there have been many people in my journey come to me, get pieces of information, then they become the subject matter expert. Be careful who guides you. Because I am living my family experience. I didn't make myself chief. My grandmother did. So, in the honor of her and my grandfather and their mothers and father and so forth and on, I honor it because I do it for them because through me they continue to live on. These are the things in life that should be reverenced. Be careful. Those are barriers and may bring about an ill belief system in you because you're not seeing clear because you're listening to someone who is fogged up in their thinking. My daddy would always say, a constipated person can't tell you how to go boo-boo. So you're listening to people who are constipated. That really ain't what I want to say on the air, but you understand what I am saying. These things are crucial. I want you to understand life well. Well, Chief, I'm told I'm going to the UN. Go. Tell you what. Take your time out, go yourself, take that paperwork that they gave you or sold to you, you take it yourself. Take a vacation and go up there yourself and file it and see what happens. Pick up the phone, call them yourself. That's what you do. Go yourself and see if they're going to change your identity for you, your status, your nation, your nationalism. Go take it yourself. How somebody going to charge you for something that you have birthly inherited? You should think about that one. Call the UN and see if they got a filing fee for you. Call them. Pick up the phone.
Like Erykah Badu said, call Tyrone. Make sure Tyrone is the UN. Fact find your situations.
These things are crucial. These things are important. I want you to understand these things. You don't have time to play around with nonsense when it comes to how you feel about yourself personally. Because when these things don't work out, you get yourself a disappointment. And it puts you further back. Then you come a time in life where you don't know what to believe anymore. This is why I don't join no groups. I don't deal with no organization other than my own, my family heritage. Either the tribe or the Eugene Historical Society. And reopen the Historical Society for anybody who wants to learn the history of things. There's many a document and information that I have come across and have. I will never make public. Know why? Because if the wrong people get a hand or hold of it, they're going to take it and twist it. So you got to learn to be wise and patient. And make the right decisions in life. Because if you don't, you're going to run into not just historical barriers, but modern day barriers. These things are very important. I want you to get over the roadblocks. Get over the walls. Get over the hurdles. Get over the stumbling blocks. And remember in life, a stumbling block is nothing but a stepping stone if you look at it in according to how you turn it and position it. These things are very important. Very important. And as I leave you tonight, remember, barriers are overcome. Beliefs, get rid of or modify them and come back into your spirituality where you can see the clearness of things. I hope you've enjoyed this lecture tonight. I enjoy speaking with you and taking you on this journey with me. And many a time as I teach you, I learn myself. Over and over again to remain humble. On that note, in our language, hitohe, best wishes. Good night to all of you. Good night.